KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio as we welcome in the 94.1ers. If you've missed anything on the show, like our usual suspects don't miss because they are tuned in from 1 o'clock on ESPN 97.5, we always suggest that you go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, catch up on what you missed, and then while you're there, download the app so you don't miss another thing, regardless of which station you are bringing in during the course of your business day. So with that being said, some of the things you did miss as an overview were lots of talk about the NFL and, in specifics, the Houston Texans and their eighth straight win. So we've covered that and a whole lot
pretty
more.
Pretty thoroughly,
Barry,
I believe.
Being very comfortable beating up old men.
Okay. Now, you're just taking it out of context, Joel,
no,
to make
I think
me look
you
bad.
Said you were
nope, you're
very open to hitting old men.
You're definitely taking it out
Nick?
Of context
I
to
would
make
agree
me
with
look
Joel.
Bad.
Yeah,
I think you guys... The context of the discussion was, if an old man put you in a headlock, like what happened at the Vikings-Packers game, would you fight the old man?
And you said you
guys,
would knock his ass out.
Being the Virginians that you are, meow, meow,
no,
said
I
you
said
would not
would,
fight an old
I
man.
I would lay hands on him to hold him and stop him before I would
if
start throwing haymakers.
If an old man puts me in a headlock, I will give him 5 seconds to take his teeth out, but he is getting punched in the mouth. That's just how, like if you fight a dude with glasses, you can take them off, but we're still going to fight. So... don't put me in a headlock. I won't have to punch you in your gums.
Could you imagine if he was like, hold my glasses, hold my teeth.
Yeah, hold this, hold this, hold all this.
While I knock this fool out.
Let me take up this oxygen out of my nose. You hold that too. Like, what? Now, I don't know if I would fight somebody on oxygen. That's not a fair fight. But if an old man has the strength to put me in a headlock, I feel like he has the strength to catch a natural ass whooping.
Would you?
I just feel like that's...
So if OU Mike, if you ever meet him.
If OU Mike puts me in a headlock, I'm fighting OU Mike.
I kind of think even if OU Mike doesn't put you in a headlock, you might fight him.
No, I don't. I just don't go randomly fighting people. That's just not a thing. But no,
this isn't just a random person. Now this person has ruffled enough feathers.
That's true.
Speaking of that, not sure who this is, Barry, but it says old man wants to talk to you, and I'm going to leave it up to you.
Oh, you're going to put this on me?
No, because you've installed a ban on certain people, so there's a chance that the banned person is trying to call in.
Well, I think what we should have done off air was check to see if it was OU Mike.
Well, we have
and if it was, then I don't want to take the call. So why don't we wait and we can figure out who that is on the phone. And if it is OU Mike, we'll just skip it.
Yeah, that was probably the better.
If it's not, then we'll take it.
Fair enough.
Okay. Trevor Tilly on Twitter said, so you can't hit an old man, but Barry, you can tell them to go S their son's D. Well,
this might be the tweet of the day.
Facts.
I'm pretty sure I would do both. That's the thing. I've done one, and I said I would do the other if an old man put me in a headlock. But it would have to be in that context. If, like, an old man's just messing with me or whatever. But, like, that old man was literally putting his hands on that young kid, and I would have had no problem if that young kid would have just busted him in the mouth one time. Like, yo, get off me. Now, the kid would have got his ass whooped because he was surrounded by Vikings fans who weren't going to allow that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
smart move on his
part. Smart move. But at the end of the day... now the old man thinks he can just go around bullying people because that's what he did. He bullied that kid. I don't care that he's 80 and the kid is 20. He bullied that kid. That's wrong. I don't like bullies, whether they're old or young. I don't put up with that. I'll punch out their fake teeth.
No, you're not kidding. You would really punch
out
their fake
teeth. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Would
definitely
kick out
fight an old man. Clarence just tweeted that fight with Barb Barker. That would probably happen too. Listen, I am not suggesting I wouldn't get my ass whooped by an old man. I want it to be real clear. I'm saying, would I fight an old man if he put me in a headlock? Yes. Would I win? That's a whole different discussion. That is a complete...
God help if you and Barry Warner ever got into the hallway and he won.
Oh, Barry would probably whoop my ass. He's thick.
He is.
He's a thick
He still played hockey
man.
Until he had his whole lower extremity, every knee and everything replaced.
Everyone has gotten their ass whooped. I'm not... Sure. Anyone that tells you they've never had their ass whooped is a liar.
Take Clutch the
Either
Bear.
Either that or they've never been...
Clutch the Bear. That's not what we heard on
Either
the street,
that,
Joel.
They've never been in a fight. No, he was suggesting.
Yeah,
that.
I was
he
suggesting
was,
the other
yeah.
way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, way to go. You just ruined it. I guess we figured out who it was.
Yep.
I would definitely fight him because you can't go let people put you in the headlock, no matter who they are or how old they are. You just can't allow that. So, and I still haven't had a chance to look at this Jimbo Fisher video, but I can't wait.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean, look, the thing is I don't know, and I agree with you for the most part. I don't think that I would be punching old men, but I would, like I said, I'd put hands on them and grab them and say, hey, man, check yourself, step back, don't be doing this. But at the same time, I still think that there's part of the older generation, with guys that age and maybe in between that age, but I think there's a lot of older guys that don't understand that laying your hands these days on someone means you're going to get in a fight whether you like it or not.
Yep.
And a lot of bad things can happen.
Indeed. Hey, fellas, speaking of hot, I think this was from earlier. So, okay. 240 is when the text came in. Have y'all seen the new Texans cheer coach? Easy on the eyes, man.
I heard that there is a new coach, but I saw it on the Texans website, but I didn't see what she looked like, so no.
Oh!
You approve?
I know who she is.
Did you Google?
She's the former Rockets power dancer.
Oh! Is she on the Instagrams? Can we creep on it?
I don't know if she's on Instagram or not, but the Texans...
What's her name?
Her name is Casey...
Potter.
Potter. P-O-T-T-E-R. Casey Potter, congratulations.
Casey with a K or Casey with a C?
C.
Casey Potter is the new...
She is a former Rockets power. Yep. I remember.
Yep.
Oh, man, her account's private. Stingy.
She was proposed on court
that is just
yep.
by her boyfriend
I was at that
a
game.
Few years in 2017, who he's in the military.
Listen, it's far be it from me to judge. Oh, he will murder me. I'm not going to look at her page. Far be it from me to judge, but... If you're a hot chick, why is your Instagram private? That's just selfish.
Yeah, cheerleader too.
Don't be selfish. I think I remember seeing this before. I thought it was fake. Don't be selfish if you're hot. Just why are you making your Instagram? Why have an Instagram and make it private if you're a hot chick? You should definitely have.
Maybe she doesn't want to, you know.
Creepers?
Yeah.
Well, then why are you on Instagram?
Catch up with friends.
Friends.
That's what Facebook is for.
Close Instagram, friends and family.
Instagram is for posting pictures of your hot body. That's why I'm on there.
No, that's not why you're on there, because I would give you a quick unfollow, sir.
I'm always posting pictures of my hot body.
I don't see them.
Well, you're not on my good account. You're on my backup account. Yeah. No, that's I would never do that. I would be
your burner account?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So now we know who that is. Barry, you're right. LSU fans put a finger in a fan's booty. So what's wrong with punching an old man for putting a finger on someone?
I don't agree with that rationale, but, you know, to each their own.
It always baffled me that the Alabama fan sure did talk and sound like a Louisiana resident that would be more likely to be an LSU fan.
Yeah.
Just the accent and the way he put a finger in my booty.
My booty.
My booty.
That was the best audio ever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand for it. Never mind if I liked it. I'm just not going to stand for it. Got to ask me first. Got to take me to dinner.
And if I was wearing drawers, it would have been a harder thing to do.
That's right.
Dang it.
Oh, my goodness. Either of you guys watch the Rocket game last night?
I did. Yeah, I already told you that. You were criticizing me. I went back and forth.
I watched the first half after the Texans game and then watched the highlights of the second.
Can I be honest with you? I don't care about the game. I don't care what happened. All I care about is why in the hell is James Harden wearing a headband? That's all. At
it's
this
new
point
thing.
In the season,
I don't
that
know,
is
Nick.
All I care
but
about.
But he dropped 50.
I think someone.
Great.
You're right, which means he's going to do it again. But I think it might be to cover up on the road sometimes when they don't have their own private hairstylist, barber in the locer room. Maybe
he
tried to get edged up and it didn't work out so well. And he went with the LeBron-sized headband, too. That was a whopper.
Yeah.
So he needs to go to my guy J-Row at Current Cuts.
Well, no, they
get
got
it done
this,
right.
They got this dude built into the locker room with his own chair in there and everything.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you're having to wear a headband
if
to cover
seen
up,
it, you've been deep like, in the bowels.
It's like J. Rose says.
No, I don't think they have the same seat. By the way,
hairlines matter. If you're having to wear a headband, man, you need to look elsewhere. If that's why he did it,
but I guarantee Nick, because he put a 50-50 piece on,
he'll wear it again. Speaking of one. Why? What's the deal with the bloody nose celebration?
It was a fake.
Everyone's trying to figure it out. He's been doing it several games now.
It's dumb.
It is dumb.
And two, speaking of things, and I tweeted this out last night, but I wanted to mention this at some point. Did you know, fun fact from the Texans game, Bill O'Brien is undefeated when wearing reader glasses. He started wearing them after game three, and they have not lost since.
I did not know that.
Maybe he just couldn't see the playbook. That's why his play calls sucked.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. But since he started wearing readers, that was game four, he's undefeated. All I can say is if he loses those readers, they're screwed. They're going to lose.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I've been keeping track of it. Don't ask why. I'm weird.
But, we knew that.
Yeah. So now maybe we'll see if James Harden has a run where he wears a headband.
Here's the other thing,
he
too.
Scores
Chris
50.
Paul was supposedly be resting, and now it's a hamstring. What is it?
No, it was a sore leg yesterday.
Nah, halftime of the Cleveland game, they said they were just going to hold him out for rest.
And then before the game, they listed it as sore leg.
Based on what Joel's saying, maybe we would be worried that Harden might miss the next game with a broken hairline. Could be, right?
Never know.
Fractured edge up. Just be sitting out. He lost his headband. He's not going to go out there.
Or maybe he's trying to... Maybe he's losing it quick like LeBron.
You think?
No, I don't.
No,
but,
I was going to say...
But that headband was pretty wide.
It was just weird to see him in it.
It was. And
I don't know if anybody
about
asked about it after the game. I would imagine someone would have.
If you
would have
been there, would you have asked?
I mean, I wouldn't have minded. I don't think he would have been upset about that question.
Yeah. I would have been upset with you if you didn't ask.
Yeah, Kelly Eco would have to learn lessons from you then, because he's got to go attack those kinds. These are the things people want to know.
He's got a relationship with the team.
Oh, stop it.
He's got to put some respect on the team.
He's going to be manipulated if that continues. I just know that. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It is the final hour of The Usual Suspects, which means we're on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Back with a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects. There's an evil feeling in our brain.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still hour number three of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Barry. It's Nick. It's Joel. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Talked a little Rockets before the break. They've lost three in a row. Chris Paul hasn't played in the last game and a half. They're home tomorrow night for the Mavs. Ready to press the panic button yet? Or are we still... We're 20 games in now.
No. Press the panic button on the Rockets.
In terms of the overall, where they're going to end up and if they're not going to be anywhere close to where they were. Because I wrote an article Sunday night.
Well, there's
I just
still
said,
the trade deadline.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Their bench is bad. And Eric Gordon finally was good, but he did that because he got the starting nod because Chris Paul's been out.
Mm-hmm.
But as a unit, that second unit is awful. And that you kind of masked everything that was wrong by when you got rid of Carmelo and you were on the winning streak. Now you've lost three in a row. People are losing their minds. There's still time to make changes, but if you're Daryl Morey, you just have to admit this team isn't last year's team, and you need to get some different pieces in here before it's too late, before the deadline comes and passes.
That's true. They're going to have to get better. I wouldn't hit the panic button, but I think you can clearly see and understand that this is not a top three, top four team. They're just not.
They're not playing like it at all.
Can they turn it around? Sure. I mean, they add some pieces or get some pieces back and maybe get better. You know, you've been saying, what's his name, hasn't even played yet. Brandon Knight.
Right.
Hasn't even played yet, so that's going to be an important piece as well. But just this team as is and the way that they play, there's nothing special outside of, what they can do individually with James Harden and Chris Paul. There is nothing special about this team.
Unfortunately, this may be the narrative at least for another 3 or 4 weeks because – the Carmelo experiment failed, And now you have to deal with the aftermath of it. All right. Carmelo obviously wouldn't accept that role. And now you have to find something to replenish it. And you can't really do anything until, you know, after December 15th. So I think the good thing is they don't really have any bad contracts on the team. And that after December 15th, if there's somebody willing to, if they waive Carmelo and someone's willing to claim him, you know, maybe you can move that contract off the books and get somebody else to kind of replenish the depth that lacks right now.
The article that I wrote, I said Jody Meeks, Milwaukee cut him on Sunday. Jody Meeks, you and I were talking about this the other day, was almost a 38% three-point shooter. It behooves you to bring him into town, work him out privately. No one even has to know, but at least kick the tires and say, hey, if he's got anything left, what's really lacking on that second unit are shooters. And then the guys that did it for you a year ago aren't doing it at the same level. Because Gerald Green, even before the injury, was more missed than hit. And we already knew that he was a hit or miss type guy. We know that Gordon has struggled the whole year. And again, coincidentally, now that he's in the starting lineup and he's with James Harden and guys that create double teams so he gets more wide open looks, suddenly he makes 8 threes. So he's also got to be willing to adapt too and realize it's not always going to be the ideal situation for you, but the team relies on you regardless of what the situation is to put some points on the board. And the guys on that second unit just can't shoot. They need more shooters. So if it's Kyle Korver, if Washington blows the whole thing up and Jeff Green's available, I said he's a guy that was, again, a 30-some percent three-point shooter with the Thunder. There are guys out there that you can make changes now that will make you better later that you need to start kicking the tires on before it's too late.
Yeah, I don't doubt that the Rockets are making inquiries at all. I bet you they're calling around teams. I just think that perhaps they have not found a team that's willing to deal with them just yet. But I do think they're making phone calls. I think they're making an effort. I just don't think any changes will come anytime soon. Now, could he make that move? Absolutely.
I mean, ironically, they play a team that everybody said everyone's available. Bradley Beal either did or didn't say he wants out. And you're not going to be able to get him because you had to give something up to get someone like him. And he's expensive, but he's damn good. But again, Jeff Green is out there. You look at the roster with Washington, except for some of the bad contracts that they have, there are guys that can help other teams. So you're right. I would think everyone's calling the Wizards. But I would think that other teams are calling the Cavaliers, too, and saying, if you really, you can't finish, you know, with a high enough record that you lose your draft pick, you got to finish in the bottom 10. So with that being said, is Rodney Hood available? Is Kyle Korver the guy I said who would fit perfectly as a shooter? Is he available? There are guys out there that you should be able to get without having to give up too much.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of names that have been thrown around. Justin Holiday, Joe Harris, there's a bunch of names that have been thrown around. I don't know what move they're going to do, but I would imagine it's a three-point shooter.
I think the thing that you obviously wait for the trade deadline, but I just don't know. Somebody texted the show and said, are they better when Jeff Bezdelic comes back?
He's already back.
That's the thing. I don't know that this team built and the role players and the support and the replacements for who they lost is
the
better.
The issue is the offense right now. The bench can't score.
Ooh, but Nick, there was a couple of stretches. They started with a 27-10 lead yesterday, and then they just went through an I don't care mode for about two quarters.
It was the second quarter.
Allowed Washington to do whatever they wanted. And I think part of the problem is you had guys a year ago that were veterans that respected the name of Bezdelic and what he has done and what he could do, and they listened to what he had to say. You now got a bunch of young guys who either don't know him or don't know any better in Gary Clark and Ennis and guys and Michael Carter Williams that aren't following his lead, and maybe it is still too soon.
But right now
they didn't play a lick of defense.
You couldn't give me all three of those guys for one Trevor Ariza or for one Luka Mbamute for what he was able to contribute
on
the defensive end of the floor.
Bought in and did it.
But I'm not saying from a perspective of buying in. I'm saying from an ability standpoint. Those guys are not as good as the two guys that this team lost, and on both sides of the ball.
I've said that all along.
On both sides of the ball.
Basically, in my mind, Clark and Ennis are the same guy. Whoever's hot that night making shots is going to be on the floor, but they are capable defensively of doing it because defense is just desire and want to and having the tools. And both those guys are younger versions of Trevor and Luke if they want to be. They have length,
Man,
they have athleticism,
no,
they have speed,
I disagree.
They can jump.
I disagree. Okay. Those guys, both Luke and Trevor could literally guard 1 through 5. You think Gary Clark can get out there and guard a point guard?
I do.
No
if he,
way.
If he puts his mind to it.
I don't think he's
long enough. He's athletic enough. I think that for sure James Ennis can guard pretty much every position on the floor because that's what he's done. He's predicated.
And do it as well as Luke Mbamute and Trevor Ariza.
It's going to take time. They're still young.
Where they're at right now, they're not the guys that they replaced those veterans with are just not as good right now. That's why they're so bad.
I'm the one that's been preaching from the get-go where everybody jumped on my ass saying because I said that they didn't replace with the same type player Ariza and Mbamute.
Who'd they replace him with? Ennis?
Clark.
Who hasn't been on the floor very much.
Clark, who's an undrafted rookie.
MCW, and who's not really getting a lot of minutes.
And he can't shoot, though.
Marquise Chris.
That dude can't shoot.
Who's not really getting a bunch of minutes. They're even toying with lineups. I think yesterday they put Marquise Chris at the five ahead of Isaiah. That's something he's never really done. So he's obviously, what Mike D'Antoni has to do is do the best what he can with this lineup, progress as much as he can, because he really can't get any better until the front office makes some additions. So all he can do, in my opinion, is focus on the progress that he has on this team right now.
But here's the thing that I was going to get with Barry, what you were saying is, sure, you got up until the trade deadline, but if you wait up until the trade deadline to do something, it may be too late.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even in the playoff picture right now. Forget the top four and trying to get home court. You are not in the playoffs if they started today. Thank God they don't. But you have just a set given amount of games and time before you get to that deadline. And you got to win games that entire time just to make sure you keep pace and don't lose ground so that you're in the playoffs.
It's true. I mean, the West is stacked. And if you're sitting around, I get now, you know, 10 through 6 is a game apart.
Yep.
But that goes for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And you go on a 2 or 3 game losing streak and you struggle offensively like this team has struggled. Because that's the thing. I was making the point about these guys replacing Trevor and Luke defensively. Never mind the fact that at least when you know Trevor Ariza was spotting up, he would knock down a three. Michael Carter-Williams isn't knocking those threes down.
And I said, I don't think
not the same thing. Like, literally, these aren't even poor man versions of the guys
exactly,
you lost.
Because all the people that got on my ass said, well, who needs Trevor Ariza anyway? You've got, go back and look split screen. There are James Ennis looks that are exactly what Trevor got during the regular season last year.
James Ennis
is hitting the crotch in between the backboard and the rim. Trevor was knocking him down with a consistency from the corner and from the wing. So I didn't say you have to pay Trevor Ariza $15 million, but at least find a guy that can make a shot similar, that can do some of the same things with the same skill sets. They didn't do that, and they need to do that now before it's too late. So, all right, there's some Rockets talk for you. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're available, 713-780-3776. We got about 30 minutes on the clock before we turn it over to the Blitz, so there's still time for you to get in. You can text, you can call, you can tweet, and we'll be here for you. Right now, before we go to the break, I do want to remind you once again about Gallery Furniture and the fact that they've got a lot of great deals going on right now for the holidays. If you're going to be entertaining people, you want to upgrade your furniture, place to be is Gallery Furniture, because what you see on the showroom floor, you're going to be able to get in your house that same night. Buy today, get it tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, the furniture will be at your door, and you can make sure that they will remove your old stuff if you just don't have a place to put it. You don't want to put it on the curb, or if you want to rearrange stuff and put it in different rooms. The people that deliver the furniture will help you because they want to make sure they build a relationship with you. So every time you think furniture, you go to Gallery. They have 3 locations to better serve you: Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria, and of course I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And the fact is, it's all solid wood, American-made furniture. It doesn't come with instructions and tools, and you have to put the stuff together, and then it falls apart a few months later. It's brands like Stickley and Stearns & Foster and Tempur-Pedic, and furniture that's going to last a long, long time. That's the kind of furniture you want and need in your house. And the most important thing that you have to remember when you shop Gallery Furniture is everything that Max says in his commercials is exactly what they're going to do for you, and that means that Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This goes out to all the women in the world, especially her. You know, it don't even matter your age.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. The number one show in the land, well, at least in this land, will take you all the way till 7 o'clock on your trip home. And you don't have to do a darn thing. And it will simulcast on both stations. So that's the beauty of what we do from 3 o'clock on. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Tuesday. Still don't have a topic for way back Wednesday or a theme, but that's par for the course.
By the way, just wanted to look it up from a numbers perspective, and I know it's going to vary a little bit, but Mbamute this year shooting 33% from three-point range. Mm-hmm. Ariza shooting 36%, 35.8. Gary Clark shooting 29.5%. And Michael Carter Williams shooting 27%.
But Ennis.
Ennis shooting 38%. So he's doing a lot better.
Now, I will say this. The one thing that people have to keep in mind when we just go from analytics to just overall evaluation is Ariza's not getting the same shots with a bad Phoenix team that he was when there were double teams where he got wide
They're
open
gonna be harder
on the wing. Right.
Yeah.
Much harder, much more contested.
Yeah.
Same thing could be said of Mbamute. Although the Clippers are a sleeper team playing very well.
Boy, are they.
It's a different style offense. But yeah, those are things you got to keep in mind because everybody, again, was quick to point the finger at Trevor and go, he's not going to put up the same numbers. Well, he's not playing with the same players.
Clippers the best team in the West.
How about that?
It's amazing. You look up and you go, oh, look, it's the Rockets light, and they're sitting atop the Western Conference.
But it's a collection of guys that no one else really wanted when you look at some of the other guys. You look at
Ryan Anderson.
Some of the guys that are playing well for them, go, and you look at their roster and go, well, Boban was the guy that the Spurs just didn't want. And he's playing minutes, and when he's out there, he's effective. The kid from Tennessee that was with two different teams from Milwaukee, Orlando, and now he's scoring huge numbers for the Clippers, and you're going, well, there's two teams that didn't want him, and he's kicking ass.
But I tell you, the backcourt with Beverly and Bradley, that's a damn good backcourt. Avery Bradley, a guy that the Pistons and the Celtics didn't want. You got Lou Williams and Luke Mbamute coming off the bench. And remember, these are guys that were with this Rockets team when they were playing a lot better.
Tobias Harris is the guy I was talking about.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris was a throw-in and a deal from Milwaukee to Orlando. Had a decent run of it with Orlando and then Detroit. But, oh my God, since he's been with the Clippers, he's a world beater. Gallinari, the Nuggets didn't want him. These are all throwaways that have
Gallinari
come together and made
a
hit a game winner the other night.
Yep.
These are guys that have just come together and galvanized as a unit, and they're playing good team ball. And kudos to Doc Rivers.
I kid about the Rockets light, but when you think about it, I'm not suggesting that Gortat and Capella are the same player, but it's a serviceable center and a bunch of guys that can knock down a three-point shot from anywhere on the floor. Plus, they'll get after you a little bit on defense. And the depth from that second unit with Williams and Luke Mbamute coming in, it's surprising, but it probably shouldn't be surprising that they're playing as well as they are. And it's surprising that they're the first team in the West, that they're number one in the West, but that they're playing as good as they are. And forget the fact that they have Boban. Can I just, on the Rockets' light comment, I love that dude. I love Boban. He can dunk
without basically on his tiptoes.
Every team should get to have one Boban on their
team.
He's
George Garrison of this generation.
Yes, he is.
But and the other thing is, and we talked about this, we had a call at some point that said, is Montrezl Harrell an all-star at any point in his career?
Harrell. That's your boy, Carl.
Yeah. he may be an all-star this year, gang, the way he's playing. Yeah. He's a double-double every night. We already knew he had the energy. D'Antoni just refused to play him. He's having one hell of a year with the Clippers.
He really is.
And people are taking notice. So, yeah, that's a team that no one is talking about, and it is a bunch of misfits from other teams, but, boy, they fit well together, and they are playing great basketball. That boggles my mind when you said that they are playing that well.
Yeah, they are.
To be a top-four team in the West, let alone the best record?
Yep.
Wow.
All right, so did you do your top 10 list?
I did.
All right. So we talked about this earlier. We teased it a little bit, but we did our power rankings for the week for the NFL. So I guess we could start at the top because that's where I think there's
You've got Texans.
You jerk. All right. So my top three, Saints, Rams, Chiefs.
Mine too.
You have that exact same.
Exact
All right.
same order.
So I have the Patriots at four.
I do too.
Okay. So we agree so far. Mm-hmm. At five, mm-hmm. I have the Chargers.
I have the Bears.
Okay. At six, I have the Steelers.
I have the Chargers.
Okay. At seven, I have the Texans.
I have the Steelers.
All right. At eight,
I have the Texans.
And I have the Bears. So we have five through eight the same.
Just in a different order.
And okay. And then nine, I have the Vikings.
I do as well.
And then 10?
I have the Dallas Cowboys.
Do you?
I do.
I have the Colts. I feel like the Colts are probably one of the three hottest teams in the NFL right now.
And their Saints line isn't giving up a sack, or they finally give up a sack. But
the Texans get all the run for being the hot teams with that winning streak of 10 and 8 games.
But I tell you what, the way Andrew Luck is playing in that offensive line and the way that their defense is playing and they're getting contributions from all over the field, I think the Colts are – we joked
I have
with
the Cowboys because of the fact that Zeke is toting the rock. Cooper has looked fantastic. As much as people criticize giving up a one for him, he has given them exactly what they needed,
which has made
Dak look a whole hell of a lot better. You and I were just talking about the fact that defense has played well, and obviously you don't know about Lee, but the fact that the young guys are stepping up and they're aggressive on defense, and the fact that in my list there was a ton of AFC teams, and I got
to
throw a couple more NFCs in there,
so I put
the Cowboys at 10.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, it goes to show you that there's a group, there's two different distinct groups here, well, three. There's the upper echelon, the elite teams in the league.
Those three.
Which are those three. Then there's that group of three lost teams, and you can lump the Steelers in there because a tie with the Browns might as well be a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's everybody else. And you could say the Colts. You could say the Dolphins. You could the Cowboys. You could even throw in the Redskins if you wanted to because at times the Vikings you could have thrown in when they've got it going. They're playing well. So the Seahawks, you could make an argument for a lot of these. I mean, the Seahawks have won 10 in a row. They're 6-5. They're second in the West. But if you wanted to argue with me about how well Russell Wilson is playing in this team, I would listen to that argument at 10. So, but I think 1 through 8 is pretty obvious. There's no doubt.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see, by the way, it would happen over the weekend, the whole Reuben Foster thing?
Not good.
Not good at all. No. Second violation of domestic abuse. The first one, because with charges and everything else and everything dropped, the Niners decided that they would keep him on the team, but that they believed that they were going to get him the help he needed and that it would be a zero tolerance policy going forward. The team's on the road in the team hotel the night before they play the Buccaneers in Tampa, and he gets arrested for domestic abuse, and the Niners cut him. I agree. I applaud the Niners for cutting him, but I also question whether they should have done it the first time and just be done with it if you knew that this was going to happen or you saw signs. But here's the thing. Jason Hebert just tweeted us, and we've got to verify this. He said that the reports are coming out that a team actually claimed Foster on waivers today.
Really?
I don't see how a team could do that right now.
Like, if you're betting, he said Bengals or Cowboys, I would say you're missing one.
Oh? Well, it ain't going to be the Texans.
The Raiders.
I know Bob McNair's not around anymore.
Stays in the same house, stays in the same area, at least for the time being.
That's true.
And the Raiders are known for this, and Davis is that kind of owner, albeit the son. And I could, you know what, with Gruden, he wants pass rush, and it fits the Raiders' motif. I don't know, but any of those three teams or any team that claimed him, there should be
shame
some kind of sanction coming. That's
shame
bad.
On you.
That's awful.
Yeah. By the way, real quick, I just saw the link that you had put in about the NFL, the ESPN power rankings. So they have it the same as well. They have Saints, Rams, Chiefs, 1 through 3. Okay?
Uh-huh.
They have Patriots, 4. Mm-hmm. They have Chargers, 5, Bears, 6, Steelers, 7, Texans, 8. So our 5 through 8 is the same. Surprised me, though. Minnesota, 9, and the Seahawks at 10. And that's who ESPN has as their top 10.
Oh, my God.
They have the Vikings at 9 and the Seahawks at 10.
Wow.
So, yeah, a little strange. I think it goes – feel good, Texans fans. 1 through 8, the Texans are one of the 8 best teams in the NFL, and all of the rankings and everything
that's
else prove that out. And they put it on the field and proven it. So, and you can't knock a win.
Tyler just tweeted me. Field Yates is reporting teams that are ahead of the Cleveland Browns for Foster, the Raiders – Cardinals, Jets, Giants, Jags, Lions, Bucks, Bills, Falcons. If none of them claim him, Foster's going to be a Brown.
Yeesh.
Bad look, especially if it's ugly. Cleveland, yeah. For a team that's finally getting it right. Don't do that. You don't need him that bad.
Dumb.
All right, 1 segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with much more of The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, but I do want to extend an invitation to you guys to come work out with me. As soon as this show's over 4 o'clock, I'm going to head on over to Vortex. Well, not right away, but you'll have time to get there. Classes start at 5:30. Come work out with me. Come, let's get in shape. Let's get ready for the holiday weekend or the holiday week and the turkey and the stuffing and Christmas and whatever holiday it is you celebrate. You know you're going to eat a lot of food. Let's get in shape and do it. And the best place to do that, hands down, is Vortex right here in the city of Houston. It's Houston's only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. That's what they do. They don't have a lot of other stuff, and you're going to be doing jazzercise and all this other stuff. It's two things. It's boxing and it's spin class. It's ride classes. And it's a Great workout. Full body workout. I was telling Joel about it. He was like, really? Your calves are sore the next day from a boxing class? You bet, because it's ridiculously difficult, but great. And you get in shape, man. I mean, I tried to lose some weight for my shows this past weekend. I just did it at Vortex, and it paid off. You eat well, you work out. That's the secret to losing weight. There's no magic formula or magic pill you take. The key component of it, though, is the workout. To get that at Vortex, they've got $25 spin or rumble classes, so you don't have to get a membership if you just want to come tonight and work out and decide for yourself if you like it or not, which I know you will. But you can do that. They have a $40 unlimited classes for 1 week that you can try it out and work out for the whole week for $40 and then figure out from there what kind of membership you want to get after that. And don't worry, there's plenty of room. The spin classes have 48 bikes. I think there's like 50 bags at least, 50 heavy bags in the rumble classes. So plenty of room. And like I always say, the scenery is very smart, very smart, very smart scenery, if you catch my drift here, fellas. And don't you've got, if you don't have boxing gloves, don't worry. They've got gloves. They've got the hand wraps. They've got everything you need for either the rumble classes or the shoes for the spin classes. So come on out. 1707 West Gray is where they're located. If you want to call them and get on the schedule for tonight, it's 281-501-3094. That's 281-501-3094. Best way to do it is online at vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com. We'll see you tonight.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Welcome to the good life. Welcome to the good life.
The wait is over.
Welcome to the good life.
And after all the talk, all I gotta say is...
Welcome to the good life.
You're welcome. You're all welcome. Like we always do at this time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the big show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. We always encourage you, if you missed anything along the way, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab. Check out the stuff that you missed. And because we've been Texan-centric today after their eighth straight win, and Barry, because of the power rankings that you were just speaking of, I suggest that they just published the video that I did on the Texans finally living up to expectations. And when you look at the schedule for the Texans, the Steelers, the Patriots, the Chiefs, not so much because I think they're going to be the one seed no matter what in the AFC. But you and the Chargers, you look at the remaining games, there's a case to be made that the Texans could finish with the second-best record in the AFC.
What?
So go to sportsmap.com, check the video out, and remember you heard it here first when Barry had them at 8 in the top 10 a few weeks ago. Nick, kudos to you as well, because the Demaryius Thomas call was spot on last night.
I mean, if you take away the two touchdowns from that stat line, you would probably make the argument that perhaps they should still incorporate him more. But
that's like saying if you take away the 97-yard run, that their rushing attack would have been
weak. Well, and here's the thing. This is where Demaryius Thomas was an asset to this offense, because you had DeAndre Hopkins double-teamed on both of those touchdown throws. So that's the whole point. I mean, getting him involved in the offense. In the past, that was a position where either Watson is forcing it into double coverage, or he's having to find somebody like Ryan Griffin out in the flat.
Or Kuti, if he's healthy, or whoever your other receiver is. That's what the whole reason why they went out and got Demaryius Thomas.
So good for them. And I'm looking at the Chiefs schedule, their remaining schedule. They got Raiders, Ravens, Chargers, Seahawks, and Raiders again. So definitely
take the Chiefs out of it.
Definitely beating the Raiders twice and the Ravens. Don't sleep on those Chargers and Seahawks games. Do I think that the Chiefs are the favorite going in? Absolutely.
But is that Seahawks game in Seattle?
That Seahawks game is big. In Seattle. It's a division game, and Seattle might be fighting for a wild card berth. And the Chiefs may not have anything to play for at that point. Although, guess what? All these 8-3 teams are one game in the loss column behind the Chiefs. One game. So it's not over yet. And of the schedules, like you said, the Texans have it easy. But the Chiefs, that the Chargers is not, that's not an easy game for them.
That's the last five games. Because I looked at that schedule and I mentioned it on the show on SB Nation Radio Network that I do. and I was trying to ask the question, what would the record be? Considering the fact that they got the Raiders twice, right? Mm-hmm. You said the Ravens.
Raiders twice,
Seahawks,
Ravens, Chargers
on the road.
Yes. Seahawks on the road.
And the Chargers and the Seahawks were the only two teams that I was concerned about.
Yeah.
If they can go 4-1 in that that little stretch there, I think that would be amazing for the Texans. I don't know if they'll do that.
Yeah.
But I think that would be amazing.
Oh,
that
you're
would
right.
That would bring so much confidence to this team, and all the criticism about this being a deceiving record and this being a sloppy team and just getting by, I think that'll kind of go away. But I don't know if they'll be able to do that because the Seahawks are absolutely ridiculous at home, and then the Chargers are not a they're no slouch. So
yeah.
I like their record. I mean I like their schedule for the remainder of the season though. You can't argue.
I mean, you look at it, and again, what we said too was how it fluctuates. But when we were looking at that, even by the mid-season point, we were like, well, that Jags game could be big because the Jags could be fighting for it because we thought they'd find a way to straighten out the ship. We thought that the Eagles game, because the Eagles in that division might be in the middle of something, and they would also right the ship. But now to say that the Colts and the Browns might be the two toughest games on their schedule, when you look at New England still has to play the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saints, I believe, and the Steelers. Is that right? They have three tough games. I know that when I did this for the video, we looked at every team has three tough games remaining on their schedule. And the Texans, basically, if you call the Browns and the Colts tough, those are the two toughest games on their schedule.
Yep.
So it's going to be fun to see because you're right, Nick. They keep, and we talked about this throughout the show, they keep getting better each and every week. And they only can play the schedule that's in front of them. But they're winning. And in the process of winning, they're not. I love what Bill O'Brien said, and that's why I retweeted it. I thought it was funny because he mentioned Kool-Aid, which I always mention about with Rockets fans. But he said, look, we're not sitting there trying to be all full of ourselves right now. We're winning games, but we're not drinking the Kool-Aid, and we're not getting into all that because we know that we only got a two-game lead in the division. And I give him credit for that because
Let's
he handled
say,
it the right way.
Bill O'Brien handling the media now. Night and day since
that.
He's so much nicer.
He leads with, oh, that's on me on that drive.
Yeah.
That's on me on that pass. That's on me on that run.
Guys.
That's on me on that play call. That's on,
oh, yeah. Like, he's in a great mood.
Yes.
By the way, I misspoke. I meant to say the Chargers were the division game, not the Seahawks. I misspoke. Somebody
corrected you.
Oh, disrespectful.
Of course they did.
I'm looking at the Chargers and Seahawks in back-to-back games on a schedule, and of course, I misspoke.
That guy was already has his AARP card. You'd fight him.
No, I just love how everybody they're perfect.
Oh, we get
at their
that.
Jobs.
Yeah, we get
they
that
are
all
absolutely.
The time.
You guys never make a mistake on your job, right?
Of course,
I never
not.
Make a mistake.
Everyone's sleeping on the Pats. I do agree with that. This is the text that we got. Everybody's sleeping on the Pats. It's a quiet 8-3 out there, and
the
it doesn't
thing is,
because they're not running the table because they're not, you know, the sexy team right now. But everybody I feel like is sleeping on the Patriots.
Well, we've talked about it. They treat September as extended preseason, but they also treat December as go time.
Yep,
and they have proven track record numbers, however you want to look at it, championships.
They're like the Spurs.
They have proven when it's time to flip the switch.
Yeah,
and it's go time. It's hard to bet against them. And you know what? If the Patriots got the Texans in their first playoff game, you don't think that they'd have looked at that? And you won't need Dan O'Shaughnessy and those guys to say, the Patriots got a bye week. Because they're going to look at that and they're going to go, well, we got an easy one.
Yeah.
And until you punch them in the mouth and you prove it differently, look, they're right. They own the Houston Texans.
And Jason makes a great point on Twitter. He said, Barry, if the Chiefs lose one more game and finish tied with the Patriots, the playoffs run through Foxborough. Andy Reid and that
you
team,
don't want that.
They want no part of Foxborough in January. And that's a great point. So Chiefs have to damn near be perfect. They've got to go on the road and beat Seattle. They've got to beat the Chargers in a divisional game where the Chargers might be fighting for a wild card, depending on how things shape out. I think they're safe, but still, that game's going to matter. So
now, the good thing about from the Chiefs' perspective is they play in cold weather, so it's not going to be about the weather. It's just going to be the overall environment and the aura. You don't want to go to New England in the playoffs if you can prevent it. And
absolutely
just ask
not.
The Texans.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you just don't want any part of that. All right, boys, the show just flew by. Another
Man,
good day.
We don't have another hour to do or something. God,
no.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Nick's got another show to do. He's going to be doing the. Oh no, that's not the show you're talking about when you said you're not doing the Blitz anymore.
Know I'm talking about.
This is the big show.
That's right. This is the big show.
By the way, I just happened to read online real quick that a son of a police chief in California beat up a 71-year-old man for something like similar to that, where he was just messing.
I didn't know you were the son of a police chief.
Well, you know,
so it's okay. I guess you can beat up
exactly.
People.
Old people.
But Barry, you already knew that because you do that on the daily.
Moral of the story is, it's okay to beat up old people if they lay hands on you first, and the Texans are a top 10 team.
That's right.
There you go. All right, fellas, way back Wednesday tomorrow as we get ready for a Wednesday.
I can't wait for you to text us the theme, Nick.
I will. Because I came through, was it that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, you did one in
you
2 years.
You came through 2 weeks ago. That don't count.
I did. You've done one. I got the theme.
You've had one idea in the 2 years of way back Wednesday. You've had one idea.
And last week, you didn't do it.
Because I've done 1 year, nine months, and 3 weeks of it.
Hey, all right, but I'm going to text tomorrow. The theme, can't but whatever wait, the theme is, y'all have to agree to it. It's done.
Okay, fine.
Cartoon,
your stupid
theme,
ass
doesn't
theme,
matter.
Whatever you want your dumb ass theme to be, it'll be it.
Way back Wednesday's tomorrow. Blitz is next. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects signing off. Have a great night.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.